Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria op na 35 vandag, Rustenburg ook 35, Johannesburg 32.
In your sport, the Proteas in Pakistan set to lock horns in the first ODI at Boland Park today. And Alexander Usyk has confirmed that he plans to make a sensational return to the cruiserweight division if he defeats Tyson Fury in this weekend's heavyweight match.
Traffic-wise, Pretoria still dealing with the truck fire incident on the N1 North near Linwood Road. We've also got reports of flooding. Rabi Street, Centurion and John Forster Drive closed at Hennepe River due to the flooding. We've also got a crash, unfortunately, Kempton R21 North near Atlas Road, and there's slow-moving traffic.
Alex het nou net verwys daarna oor stromings van paaie en nou die weerdiens waarskynlik dat erge donderstorms en selfs haal vandag verwag word oor dele van Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga en Noordwes en kan dan ook nou plek tot oorstromings lei.
So far we're giving a 60% chance for all the provinces. The Limpopo area is more into the 30%, the areas to the east, but that is just for today. We might have issues with road flooding, especially in low-lying areas.
Dit was weer voorspeller Venetia Pakula. Intussen is verskeie krane in Gauteng steeds leeg na Randwater se beplande herstelwerk by die Eikenhof pompstasie. Nou wel die werk gisteraand voltooi is, word inwoners gevra om geduldig te bly soos wat watervlakke herstel. 'N Spesialis op die gebied van watervoorsiening, professor Anja Du Plessis, het aan Jacaranda FM News gesê dat Johannesburg water nie voorbereid genoeg was op die geleentheid nie.
There were numerous issues with water tankers, whether it be roaming or stationary. In some instances, people stood in very long lines just to come to the first one in line.
Steeds in Gauteng in Johannesburg is twee dwelmsmokkelaars op die OR Tambo internasionale lughawe vasgetrek. Hulle het vanaf Brasilië gekom en is met kokaïen betrap. Nou die afgelope 2 maande is meer as 15 mense op die lughawe in hegtenis geneem vir dwelmsmokkelary en die polisie woordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê dis die tweede dwelmfonds in 1 week by die lughawe.
Een van hierdie verdagtes is in besit van meer as 4 kg kokaïen in sy bagasie gevind, terwyl 'n mediese ekstraal die teenwoordigheid van dwelmkoels bevestig het wat deur die ander dwelmmal ingesluk is. 15 koels wat kokaïen bevat is vrygelaat. Die verdagtes sal na verwagting van dese week vir die Kempton Park Landdroshof verskyn op aanklagte wat verband hou met dwelmhandel.
So gepraat van die lughawe, die grensbeheer owerheid sê gister se oponthoude by die lughawe is glo uitgesorteer en dat hulle alles in hulle vermoë doen om vloei by die lughawe so goed as moontlik te reguleer. Dan sê die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Taxiraad, hy is bekommerd oor die onophoudelike lewensverlies op die landse paaie. Dit volg nou op die dood van 15 mense in 'n ongeluk die afgelope naweek net buite Graafry net in die Ooskaap. Santaco se nasionale woordvoerder, Machikiri Pala, sê die relevante owerheid moet aanspreeklik gehou word en hulle moet meer doen om padveiligheid te verbeter.
This accident is a stark reminder of the importance of road safety and the need for all road users to exercise extreme caution. We urge all South Africans to prioritize safety above all else and to exercise extreme caution when traveling.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus om 10 uur.
Thank you, Marlene. Yeah, take your advice, please. Wees versigtig op die paaie. Okay, 9:04. Usually at this time it's Alana's show, but I'm here, so let's rack up the hits.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I let it fall.